A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Vav, Shabbos 106a, pagination page 211, last two lines of the page. Dealing with the concept of trapping. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatzad Sipor Lemigdol, if you trap a bird to a tower, to a closet, Vitzvi Lebayis, or a deer, into a house, chayiv, that would be the violation. The concept of trapping is that you should have control of the animal, and it has to be in close enough quarters that you have control. So Rabbi Yehuda says you don't truly have control until, he goes so far as to say, that a deer has to be into a house, which Rashi explains is more strict than the next level. Now, whatever you say as the ruling for what's considered trapped is going to be a leniency now that it's trapped. So on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, if you would then go ahead and trap it further, it would not be considered trapping. In other words, we're defining whether it's lenient or stringent is irrelevant. We're defining what's called trapped.
Okay.
If you do that on Shabbos, then it's a violation. If you did that before Shabbos, and now dealing with the animal that's in those close quarters, you then trapped it further, so what was a leniency when you were initially doing it, or a stringency when you were initially doing it, is now the reverse, because now it's considered trapped. If that close quarters is considered a trapping, so then trapping it further now is nothing, because it's already trapped. And if doing that level of close quarters until now was not considered trapped, it was into a large reserve, let's say, then trapping it further now is going to be the violation. We're focusing more on what is the level of trapping, and then we will, on our own accord, apply it to whether it's already in that level of trapped, I can do further on it. Or if it's less than that, doing something would be considered trapping. Let's look at the Chachamim, it will become more clear. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Tzipar lemigdol, I grant you that a bird into a closet. Utsvi, turning onto the page, but a deer, even legina lechatzar ulebivarim, to a garden, to a yard, or to a reserve, is chayiv, which as the first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda held that that's not enough. It has to be into a house where it's closer quarters. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, lokalei bevarim shavim, not all reserves are the same. Zaklal, and the rule you have to employ is, mechusar tzeida potter, if it is not missing trapping, meaning you have control over the animal at this point, which the Gemara will explain in one view, that you could grab it in one jump. Basically, it's under your control. So potter, you're going to be potter if you did not bring it down to that level of captivity. She'ena mechusar tzeida, but if it's not missing any trapping, meaning you already have it under your control, then chayiv, that would be the violation of trapping. And again, as I'm mentioning, it comes out both a stringency and a leniency. If you're doing this level of trapping on Shabbos, so we're describing it as a violation. If you did this level of trapping before Shabbos, then trapping it further is nothing. And this applies, you could have some innovative house pets, which halachically might not be considered pets. It's a whole discussion of its own. What counts, what doesn't count, what's considered domesticated. But if it's a level of trapping that's already trapped, then trapping it further, closing it into the back room because you have company coming, it's already trapped. Mm-hmm. It's fine. If it's not considered trapped, so then you have to be aware of that, and forcing it into the house or whatever, even though it was in the yard, you have to know what was a level of trapping and what wasn't.
I guess the cat who tends to stay at home and the one who are allowed to go outside, right?
There definitely are differences in habits of the animals and whether they consider whether they'll come on their own. The Gemara brings a brisa that seems to be the opposite of what we just said regarding Bivarim. The Chachamim told us that bringing it into a Bivar, into a reserve, is a Shabbos violation. That means that if you did that before Shabbos, you would be clear to then take that animal. And if you look four lines into the Gemara, the Gemara quotes a brisa that says, Bivarim shel chayus v'shel ofes v'shel dogim, animals that are in these reserves, ain't tzadim mehem, you're not allowed to trap from them, meaning they're not yet considered trapped. So which one is it? Is trapping it into a reserve considered trapped, and then you could trap from it because the trapping has already been done? Right? Just like ein bishel acha bishel, if you cook something and then you cook it again, nothing changed. Or is it in the reserve and it's not considered trapped, in which case trapping it now is going to be considered trapping. So the Gemara has a number of angles how to solve this. You'll take a look at the Gemara about 30 lines down, I'm guessing. But run your finger down the front of the lines. Chaya achaya. It shouldn't be so hard to find. Chaya achaya. You're too low. Go higher. No more. Higher. Somewhere around here. Does that look right?
Chaya. Okay, thank you.
Not so good at counting today. Chaya achaya. Nami lo kasha. Animal on animal is not a kasha. Habaviver gadol, it depends if it's a large reserve, habaviver katan, or it's a small reserve, which is, I think, the answer we were expecting all along, that it was a little bit too ambiguous. A reserve can be different sizes. Heichidami biver gadol, heichidami biver katan. What's considered large, what's considered small? Am Ravashi. Ravashi said, kalechadurot basrei. If you run after it, the matile bechad shichya, and you can get it with one jump, bivar katan. That's considered small. It's already trapped. It's cornered. V'idach bivar gadol, and anything larger than that is considered large, and it's not yet considered trapped. Inami, another possibility. Kalecha d'nafal tula d'ksalam ahadadi. If the shade of the walls reach each other, reach the other wall, that's considered a bivar katan. Taisva says they had a standard height for the walls of such reserves, and therefore it was understood that if the shade reached, he was talking about a certain number of feet, certain number of amos going across, that's considered a bivar katan. V'idach bivar gadol, and anything more is a bivar gadol. V'inami, a third possibility, kolecha deleka uktzi uktzi, if it doesn't have crevices, places where the animal can hide and get away from you, bivar katan. If it doesn't have those, it's small, v'idach bivar gadol, and otherwise it's considered large. The Gemara also introduces an important principle over here regarding an animal that's sleeping or sick. If you drop down about five lines, Tanu Rabbanan, towards the middle of the line, Hatzad Svi Suma, a blind deer, V'yoshen, or sleeping, Chayiv, that's a Shabbos violation. Because essentially the animal can get away and would get away and wants to run away and is capable of running away, but you got it. You got it while it's sleeping. That's considered trapping because essentially it is a runawayable animal. You got me? Right now it's sleeping.
I thought sleeping considered to be trapped already. Or sick animal.
Ah, sick. Chiger v'zokein v'chole potter. If it's lame, old, or sick, that's potter. And that's what I was trying to differentiate, that essentially one animal is capable of running, just you got it at a critical moment, so that's called trapping. But the other one, all along, it is a sick animal. Even when it's awake, even when it's walking, even when it's trying, it's limited in its mobility, and therefore it's potter, it's already considered trapped. Amalei Abaye, Rav Yosef, Maishnohani, Maishnohani, what's the difference? So They answered, Hani avide l'rebuye, hani lo avide l'rebuye. One of them is capable of moving away, of jumping away when you come to it, and the other is not. For Atanya, we learned chola chayev. There's a case of a sick animal that you're chayev. Rav Sheshes explained onto the next line, it depends if it's ishasa, if it's a fever that makes it sick, which is our conventional way of referring to sick, in which case we're told it would run away, because it would, I guess, tap into its reserves. And the other case is uftsana, if it's tired. If it's tired, it is fatigued. It can't run away. And that's the case of chola, that's essentially caught, at least for now. The way it is right now, it's already considered caught, and you're adding shmira to its shmira, but it's essentially caught right now. If you drop down to the last Mishnah on the page, four lines from the bottom, we'll get a fascinating application. Again, when you're leaving a house and you don't want an animal to run away, so if the animal's jumping for the door, let's say, and you slam the door in its face, that's called sud. So what you want to do is slip out the door where your body is always blocking the door, so that it has never been released from its captivity in the house. So Yoshev Echad ala Pesach, if one person is standing by the door v'lo maleyu and he wasn't filling it up, Yoshev Hasheni maleyu, when the second person comes and fills up the doorway, Hasheni Chayiv, the second person is the one who completed the trapping. Yoshev Rishon ala Pesach umileyu, but if the first one was sitting there and he already filled up, the animal would not be able to get by. Bo Hasheni v'Yoshev betzido, and now a second person sits there, also adding, but not changing any status on the animal. Afapi shomer Rishon, now even if the first one leaves, v'olach lo Rishon chayiv. Harishon Chayiv, the first one is Chayiv, Hasheni Potter, and the second one is Potter, because when he sat down, when he did his act of trapping, it was not consequential. Halamazet Domer, the Mishnah compares it to Lenoel Espesa Lishomro. If a person locks the door of his house, closes the door of his house in order to guard the contents, Venimtsa Sevi Shomer Besocho, and he finds out that there was a animal tied up inside the building. The animal was already tied up. And I closed the door. I added to its guarding it, but there's no consequential difference. Even what the Mishnah is inferring is that even if you then cut the rope on the tzvi's, on the animal's trap, and now it's trapped because the front door is locked, that doesn't change anything. When I did it, there was no consequence, and therefore it was not an act of tzedah. Yeshakoach, have a great day.